Welcome to the Plant Grow REIT podcast.
Welcome back to Plant Grow REIT. I'm Julie Pigeon, and today Andrea McKenna and I will be diving into the importance of continual learning. So this is something I've been thinking about a lot recently with the advent of AI, and I know working closely with Andrea, we are always learning different things and sharing things. So I thought we'd share that with our audience today. So Andrea, what is your definition of continual learning and why do you think it's important?
We talk about learning all the time here, and I think the biggest thing that we talk about, and this is a Shane thing, is that we talk about being curious. Yeah. And how, and I don't think anybody who is not curious can be, they are a continual learner, and you don't have to define it in your mind. It's more just that you want to know more about everything that you can possibly know about. And sometimes that's a good thing because you want to be involved in all sorts of spaces and understand how the world is working in general. But sometimes you can lose a little bit of focus too, and I think it's really important when we talk about curiosity and then talking about it from a business perspective too, because we love learning. We love our people to be continually learning, but it's also really important to understand that there needs to be some focus too. And I, you know, you and I probably go deeper into that than what a lot of people would. But then we probably do it outside of business hours a lot more than what some people do too. And so for you and I, it's completely different than for the team, for instance. You know, continual learning for them is about making sure that they know everything that they need to about their job. And then sometimes we throw in, you know, something that's a little different for them.
Yeah, for sure. And I think for me, something came up last week about being inquisitive and I think it's a mindset, it's a way of life, and it's not just about learning about your job. Like we are open to, and I think that's it, having an open mindset for anything that comes up. Because someone asked me last week, who do you learn from? And my answer was everyone. Like just being, as you say, being curious and asking questions and, you know, learning about all sorts of things. So why do you think lifelong learning matters now more than ever before?
I think that we have access to so much more than what we used to. So, and business evolves and life evolves faster. And I think that if you sort of sit back and say, okay, this month is not a learning month for me, I'm not really going to learn anything this month, you could miss swathes of info and then come back a month later and be like, oh, wow, you know, when did that happen? Because, you know, as you and I know, particularly in the area of AI, something, you might read something on Monday and by Friday it is different. Or, you know, someone's brought a product out on Monday and then another supplier has brought out something on Friday that is exponentially better than what Monday's product was. And that's how fast it moves. And the same with learning. You can't, if you learn something today, someone, you might listen to somebody in 3 days' time and it might be like, oh, wow, I wish I'd have known that like 3 days ago. So I think, you know, you've just got to be of the mindset that, you know, everything that comes across your desk is worth a few minutes of your time. And, you know, as we've talked about with AI, it's much easier because you, there are actually AI products that allow you to condense all of the things that you could learn, you know, or you go and you download an app and the app will be like, what are the things you want to learn about, you know, or what are the things that interest you? And then that app will prompt you every day with, you know, 10 things that might be really interesting from the internet that you might want to learn about. And so it's, you know, if you're not doing that all the time, then you will miss lots of info. And why would you not want to just be learning something new each day? Like the motivation to get through a busy work day, knowing that at the end of that you've got 15 minutes that you can listen to a podcast or something like that. And that's the thing too, like learning isn't just about like, oh, I've got this really deep textbook I've got to get through.
Exactly. Like, yeah.
It's so easy these days. Like sit in the car and listen to, you know, 15 minutes of an audio book or a podcast or something. Mm. Like how cool is that to learn in that way?
Yeah. And I think that's the mindset thing again is learning isn't classroom or it isn't, oh, I have to sit down for 2 hours and do this.
It you can don't be need short to write snippets. Notes. Like, you know, it's not like it was when you're at uni. For instance, if you were at uni, you don't have to take notes. You don't have to highlight text. You don't have to put sticky notes in a book or anything. Mm. That's not what it's about.
Yeah. And I think too is that curiosity, because not everything you read or hear is truth or fact
or
is someone's opinion. So developing that curiosity and inquisitiveness about what you're hearing and what you're learning is also really important.
Yeah, yeah.
To does this apply to me? How can I apply it? Or that critical thinking comes into it and how can I use it in a different way? Apply one way of thinking to something else.
Yeah, yeah.
So taking that into account that things are always changing and we're super busy people, where do you get all your information from in a time-efficient way?
Yeah, so as I said, there's a few apps out there that you can download, and the easiest way, like I follow a bunch of people who talk about technology and that sort of thing, so they are always giving me app ideas like, oh, download this app.
And that's on LinkedIn?
Sometimes it's on LinkedIn and sometimes it's just on general social media. So I follow, you know, I probably spend a little bit of time on varying social medias, as you know, and I do. We send each other reels all the time too. Yep. So, you know, I find out most of the stuff from either LinkedIn or from Instagram reels. Mm-hmm. People don't understand how much, like, Instagram is a fun app and you can, you know, see pictures of cats pushing things off tables and and whatever, but there's also a whole range of like business related stuff that gets shared on apps like Instagram. So you know, even I guess for young people, you know, following the right people on social media is really important.
Yeah. So that's a tip to have curated lists and people that you follow, and I think it's called micro learning.
Yep,
so
yep.
You can learn a lot. I know I follow people who specialize in leadership and communication skills, and a two-minute video, you can learn so much. So instead of the doom scrolling, curate your list and use it as micro-learning.
Yep. There's a couple of apps. One is called Headway, and what it does is summarize books for you. So you can get a little summary of the book, and it gives you – it's sort of broken down into – almost like Instagram reels, where it'll give you like a couple of quotes from the book or something like that. What I've also found recently, I've been listening to audiobooks, and if you put a quote from the audiobook into an AI product, like I just put it into ChatGPT or our internal one, Wise Guide, you put a quote in there and say, you know, explain this to me in more detail or give me more examples of this, then the AI will generate, you know, more information based on whatever I read in that article or book or whatever. And it'll give it to you in snippets. So you can say, I only want 100 words. So, like, break it down so I can keep it really tight and not have hundreds and hundreds of pages to read. And then there's a bunch of apps that will just summarize stuff for you. Like, how cool is that? You've got, you know, here's an article that's 6,000 words. Can you just summarize the key points for me in, you know, 10 dot points?
Yeah.
And so I find that those things, like you said, when you curate your information, you get to a point where you can say, okay, I know that stuff about that now, not in huge detail, because I'm not, you know, I don't need to know how to do a tax return, but I do need to know the general concepts.
Yeah.
And so when you know the general concepts, you then say, okay, I want to know more about this. And particularly with the leadership ones that you mentioned too with on link, on Instagram, they give you these really good snippets of information. And then you can go find a whole heap more. So, you know, the apps that give you summaries, LinkedIn, I know there's two fields, two theories with LinkedIn. A lot of people love it. A lot of people hate how it's getting a bit Facebooky, but actually, I get so much info, and you and I share info on LinkedIn all the time in terms of, you know, this type of thought leadership. These the graphics that people put in on LinkedIn, and you know, give you more ideas about all sorts of stuff, and just those small articles that people share from, you know, all sorts of places and all around the world too. Like you follow people on LinkedIn, and some of them are, you know, on the opposite side of the planet, so therefore they're sharing things at times when you're not online and stuff. So
yeah.
The amount of info that gets shared there, but using AI to then curate the information in a better way too, and sharing it. And, you know, the team internally here, we have a really good way of sharing info. We've got our AG Connect, which, you know, everybody puts articles onto on all the various teams' channels, and just, you know, the more info that gets shared, the more ability people have to have access to information that they may not have had before.
Exactly. So that was one of my questions, is what do you do with all the information? And yes, we are very good at sharing with our leadership team things that we come across that is too good not to share just between each other. We're always sharing that with the team and giving them access to that. My next question, I guess, was how has AI changed learning for you? Besides summarising.
Yeah. I think I use AI a lot more than I use like a Google search these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I know lots of people do, and you do too, that you get to a point where you've got an idea about what something is, and then you throw it into AI. And the good thing about our AI now is that it gives you sources.
Yes.
So when it starts to talk about things, it's not just a general concept. It'll actually say, I took this from this website or whatever.
Yep.
So there's that, plus there's the fact that the apps then create info, like things like Perplexity, which is another app that I use, curates news content, and it gives you, you know, small snippets of, you know, what might be interesting to you based on what you want it to say. And I think those things make life a lot easier, because otherwise we do get bombarded with information. It's almost like the algorithms that they use on social media, where the more you click like on things, the more info you get, like that. And I think what it is, what AI is doing, is you'll read an article, or you would normally have had to read the whole article. Now you don't have to read the whole article. Like, I'm even saying that to people at university. Like, you get this big chonky PDF that you've got to read, and it could be 3,000 pages. And who's got time for that?
Exactly.
I mean, I haven't got time to read 3,000 pages, even if I, you know, that would take me days and days to read. And university students are the same thing. Like, you've, you might have 10 of those readings that you have to do over a week period. You can throw that PDF into AI and say, either read it to me, because you can get AI to read things to you in like an audiobook format, or you can say, can you condense this to, you know, 1,000 words of the most important stuff that I need to know. Yeah, so I think AI has made things easier in terms of learning. It's even our the learning platforms that we use have AI generated content, and I think that makes life easier as a learner. It certainly simplifies access, which is really important too.
Exactly. And I know I've heard that people think AI is making us lazier, but for me, it helps me to think about things in a different way that I wouldn't normally. So this morning, for example, in my role here as governance manager, I'm doing some audits over the next 2 weeks, and I put into it, you know, you are an experienced governance manager, an auditor, I'm going to audit the legal department, what questions should I ask? And the questions that came out of that were beyond where I'm at. And prompted me to go, oh, that's a good, I'll go further down that rabbit hole or whatever it might be. So as well as save me a massive amount of time, it's also getting me or challenging me to think outside of where I would normally think and expand on that. So I think, yes, it has the potential to make us lazier, but again, being curious, it can also, yeah, go places that we never thought could be possible.
Yeah.
And it's great, at, as you said, I did something the other day where I compared two different documents and got it to write me something taking both into account, which, again, would have taken me a couple of hours.
Yeah,
it took
exactly.
Less than 5 minutes.
And that's the thing. I don't think it's about lazy either. I mean, it's about becoming more efficient using things. And for me, the time that it takes to read or trawl websites to find information, AI is just pinpointing those things in a much more logical way. So I will say to it, you know, find me 10 references for whatever this is that I'm writing about right now, and it will give me links to 10 different source documents for ideas around that particular thing. Now, you know, when I was at uni 250 years ago, I laugh about this all the time still, because I used to have to go down into the basement of the library and ask the librarian to access the microfiche and put that on the little thing and find all of the information and then handwrite it into my notebook, because we didn't have laptop computers then. You know, my computer was a big chonky thing that sat on my desk. That same process now I can do in 15 minutes before I come to the office. Yeah. I can say, okay, find me 15 different sources for this particular idea that I have, and they're all there for me within 30 seconds of putting that search into an AI function. Yeah. So that's not making me lazy. That's just making everything simpler for me, which means I don't have to go to the library and I don't have to take out books and stuff like that, because the access to the information is right there. So lazy definitely isn't making me lazy. Mm. It's just giving me more access to information that I may have not had the time to find before. Yeah. I certainly couldn't have tried to find 15 sources that I could then share with the team about, this particular leadership style. Even the access to information about leadership styles, like how am I supposed to fit that in my regular work week? Mm. Like how can I possibly know all the different theoretical notions about leadership when all I need to do is type into an AI search engine, please give me 10 different leadership styles that have been written about in the last 15 years, and it will find them for me, and it'll give me source documentation. It's like that is not making me lazier. That is making me much smarter than what I could have possibly been with the access to information, which is incredible. And I think that it has the ability to stop us from having to do certain things, which people may think is lazy. Like if I was a university student, I could ask it to write me a paper based on these things. And if I'm really good at prompting, I can ask it give it a really good prompt and it will come up with a really good response. And that, I think, technically could be considered being lazy. I mean, if you were a university student, you're engaged in the process of writing those essays anyway. But in terms of business, I don't think it can make you lazy, even if it is making some areas of professions more or less redundant. If I ask it to rewrite a piece of information for me so that I can send it out in an email to a client, it's possible that I will then not employ the copywriter who I may have employed before. But that's not me being lazy. That's just me choosing an efficient path for me.
Exactly.
And there will absolutely be professions that are impacted by that. But even internally, using it to research, using it to rewrite somebody's email that they have, spent hours writing, it's still beneficial and it still teaches people.
Yeah.
Like if it comes back to you with an email that it's rewritten for you, you will look at that and you'll say, oh, wow, that makes a lot more sense.
Exactly.
Because you can say to it, please be more concise, please use less technical jargon, whatever. And so for those things, it's teaching me how to use, write things in a better way.
Yes. And as you said, the prompting is really important, because if you're not a copywriter, you may not ask the right question to get that.
Exactly.
So it still relates to that.
Yeah.
So What advice would you give to someone who says, I don't have time to do any learning, I'm exhausted when I get home from work, yeah, and it's just not something that I can see myself doing? What advice would you give?
If you are in a professional capacity and you do not have time to learn, then it's time for you to revisit where you think you want to be in life,
yeah,
because there is no possible way that you can be in any sort of professional environment and hope to be able to continue in that environment without learning every day.
Yeah.
Even if it is just the elements of your actual job.
Yeah.
But at some point in your life, you're going to say to yourself, I would like more from something. And when you say that to yourself, that I would like more comes with it a responsibility to give more. And I think that probably gets a bit lost in the whole thing now. Like you can't – I don't think you can be in a job for 5 years and say, oh, I'm ready to move to the next level of job without being constant, without constantly learning. And you get to a point in your career where learning on the job is not enough anymore.
Yeah.
And depending on what that job is, it comes sooner than you think it might come. Mm. And so I think – it's totally fine to be in the sort of mindset where you say to yourself, I would like something more different from my life. Like I don't want to have to learn outside of my work every day, and that's totally fine. But as soon as you step past that and say, I'm not getting to where I would like to go, it's time to start looking at reflecting on why that might be. And I'll bet you that in most circumstances it's because people are not willing to take the next step to say, I have to learn more and I have to be more inquisitive in this way.
Yeah.
Because all the best people in life are inquisitive, whether it's a work-related inquisitiveness or whether it's just because you like to hang out with your friends and know what they're doing in their lives. Like you don't go out for dinner with a friend and sit there and just talk constantly about what you're doing in your day, do you?
Hopefully you ask
them questions. Well, you know, maybe if you do. So, you know, finding out about people, why they are doing what they're doing, how they work, how they tick, it's all part of the process too. You know, if you're in a work situation and you are, you know, aspiring to become a certain other role, then take, even if you don't have time to do learning outside of work, take the time to talk to the person who's doing the role to understand what they're doing.
Yeah, get some mentors.
It just doesn't take that long. And as you said, you know, we've talked about the fact that you can be on Instagram and be learning on Instagram.
Yeah.
If you commute, then utilize that time to stop listening to mindless radio and listen to an audiobook for 15 or 20 minutes, you know, or listen to a podcast or something like that. And the podcast doesn't even need to be on something that's business related because if you're listening to, you know, a crime podcast, you're still learning something.
Yeah.
It's still, you know, making your brain work.
Absolutely.
So I think that, you know, it would surprise me if people didn't have time to do some form of learning every day.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Exactly.
Particularly the fact that most of us are scrolling some form of social media at least for, you know, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Even while you're standing at the supermarket register and stuff, you're still sort of scrolling Instagram and whatever. So there's always time.
Yeah.
You know, even when you're tired, there's still time. Put your earbuds in your ears and listen to sometimes we'll listen to an audiobook and if it's the right person reading the book, it will put me to sleep. So I'm not really learning in that moment, but I think I'm, you know
subconsciously.
Yes, the subliminal learning. But, you know, there's always some time, even if it's 5 minutes. And a good amount of curated content, you can do 5 minutes. Mm. Like you could say to AI, I'd like to learn about this. Give me, you know, 250 words and it'll give you 250 words of the most, you know, appropriate. So there's time.
Yeah. And if you're not sure, ask AI.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm interested in this. Tell me what I need to do.
That's the thing too. I don't think the amount of times that you and I have talked about AI and people are like, oh, I don't know how to find that information. I'm like, well, just ask AI.
Exactly.
Just ask it. They're like, oh, really? Is that the way it works?
Yeah.
I was talking to someone the other day about recipes for something and, or, you know, how do I, Emily sent me a message and she said, what things should I buy at the supermarket? You know, she's moved into a new place on her own. What things should I buy at the supermarket? I did a ChatGPT and said, you know, Emily is a uni student. She's moving into a house on her own for the first time and, you know, she needs to know what to put in her pantry. It literally made a whole list.
Yeah, yeah. So, amazing.
Minutes. Mm. So, and she said to me, did you literally ask AI to do that? And I said, yep. So now I say to her, don't Google it, just AI.
Yeah, yeah. And I think people use AI as a Google.
Yeah,
Instead of actually the conversational aspect.
Yeah, yeah.
With AI to keep having that conversation and asking questions.
Yeah, yeah, because you can talk back to it. Mm. It'll give you an answer and you can say, oh, I forgot that I'd like it in green. And then it'll then give it to you in green.
Exactly, yeah.
It's pretty incredible how it works. And absolutely. You know, if you don't have time to learn and you're trying to fit it into your day, you can actually tell it to look at your calendar and say, fit some time in so that I can learn here. Or, like, can you see? That's how stupid is that? You can ask AI to schedule your calendar to say, schedule in learning time.
Exactly. Amazing.
But most people have got time.
I have a couple of people actually who listen to podcasts while they do their housework.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what better way to do fill your time with something you don't particularly enjoy doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Learn at the same time.
Yeah, like, yeah.
What do they call it? When they're crossing all the skills at the same time.
Well, we don't like to talk about multitasking.
No, but, it's not multitasking, but, you know, if doing two things, building habits.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Building a good habit on top
That's
of one
thing.
That,
yeah. It's super easy to learn. It's just that most people think about it as a, like, oh, God, I've got to learn more about that.
Yeah.
Like, just make it fun. Find a podcast. I guarantee that there's a podcast out there for every single learning situation.
Yes.
Definitely. Like, you don't have to.
Languages.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Whatever it was. Yeah. I was watching a video this morning actually about younger generations who are not used to getting on the phone.
Yeah.
And training themselves to, because most, you know, even for ringing up for an appointment or that you can't do online or going for a job interview.
Yeah.
And things like that. So I think sometimes it's the things that we find hard or intimidating that is useful to do those micro learning things on and develop those skills. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, as you said, work related. It could just be life skills.
Yep. And you can use AI to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you can use AI to help you with phone calls and stuff. Like, you can say to it, can we practice talking on the phone? And it'll be like, yeah, sure, no worries. And you know, so you can do those things with AI. So how much easier is it these days? Because interview skills, like, you know, who wants to sit in front of somebody else and practice their interview skills? So do it with AI.
Yeah.
You know.
Possibilities are endless.
Yeah, yeah, they definitely are.
Yeah. And as you said, you know, if you're not learning, are you living?
Mm. Yeah.
And just embrace that mindset of curiosity and be inquisitive and ask questions and it's really limitless, the possibilities.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Julie, tell me a little bit about what you do. We you know, we share info together with each other as well, and but you are in a bit of a unique position because you work as part of Vaintree Group, but you work from home and you work quite a distance away from the rest of us. Yep. And so you're almost always joining our professional development sessions online and things like that. But because you're in your workplace with nobody else in there, it's probably a different type of learning environment, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And that's why I love coming to the office because I was saying to someone this morning, you definitely deepen your relationships and connections with people in person with the subtle cues. And one of the things I love learning about is human behaviour and psychology. And so it does – I'm a great observer of that. It is very different not being in the same room, but I think I've adapted. I've been doing it for so long.
Yeah.
And as I said, I don't really classify – it as learning.
Yeah.
I learn from everyone and try to have an open mind and be inquisitive about different things.
Yeah, yeah.
But, there's definitely pros and cons of doing it in person versus sort of on your own learning as well. And I do like to share. So anything that I pick up, I think that's cool or the team might benefit from share it on our intranet and in the training that we do and things like that. Yeah. That's my favourite part of learning is sharing it with someone else.
So I think most of the time it's like when we share with between ourselves or when we share something with Amy, for instance, and we're all just sort of sit there and we're like, oh, my gosh, that's exactly what we were talking about the other day. Yes. But this like little quote just sums it all up into one little bit. And
I think that meme sharing is like an unofficial book club.
Yeah.
And I know that we do it with several people in some instances and it's like, yes, this meme or video has captured exactly what we're feeling or going through and that bonds us in a way.
Yeah.
But there's also, well, what do we do about that? And it prompts that critical thinking that we were talking about and
absolutely.
Going, well, this is where we are.
Yeah, yeah.
Where can we take it to and what's possible? And I think that's one of the things I really love about the team that we work with is we're always challenging each other and sharing ideas and that's, to me, an exciting part of coming to work when you can learn things and share it with other people and for the benefit of the team.
Agree. Thank you.
Thank you.
We could talk about this all day. And that would be a really boring podcast episode and somebody would be using AI to summarize that.
Exactly. That's a good idea. But definitely encourage curated playlists using AI to just have a play. It doesn't have to be a serious thing.
No.
And just, keep learning, be open, cultivate that mindset because, as you said, you know, you'll get to a certain point. You need to keep learning and keep growing and that's what life's about.
Yeah, you know, even if it's you've decided to change careers or you've, you know, for any reason, it's not even because you want a promotion. Like it's just life in general. Like you want to be able to talk to people about things and understand things in a different way and I think that's really important. And at the end of this podcast with the info, we'll share some of the apps and things that you and I use. So if anybody is listening out there and you want some more tips and things like that, then you can follow along with the YouTube information, which will have all the links to the different apps. And we're using the apps. They are is a completely unsponsored situation, so we just use them because we like them.
Yep.
We do are lucky enough to have our own internal AI, so that's a pretty cool thing to be able to do. But I know you and I are still using the standard old ChatGPT and stuff like that. So we're not talking about things that are really hard to get hold of. It's just, you know, anyone can find these things these days. So I think it's important for us to share that info. So we will do that after the end. And thank you for having a chat about this today, Julie. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Plant, Grow, Reap. We hope we've inspired you to be curious, seek out more opportunities to learn and grow, and make the most of the wealth of knowledge that is always at our fingertips. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts to keep learning from what we share here on Plant, Grow, Reap. We'll see you next time.